Seated.
You've enjoyed reading.
Thank you.
Possible situation. You got that girl who called Sylvester to be able to report to work by the morning.
She will call Sylvester.
She'll call Sylvester.
There you are, sir.
George?
Yes, sir.
Pierce Salinger's here and getting ready to leave. He'll be gone all next week. He wonders if you don't want to do the 5 o'clock briefing, so you kind of be broken in so you can do them next week.
It's okay with me, sir. I was...
You think this would attract a lot of attention to the meeting yesterday?
That's what, not to the meeting yesterday so much, but I just don't like to be too exposed right now.
Well, do you think that Andy didn't know a damn thing, and he just screws them all up? You think it's better to have, we can't have Kilduff, can we? We just have to do a week with Andy, and that's going to be a pretty rough ride in a week.
Yeah, got it.
Huh?
The thing that worries me is I get up there, they can ask a lot of questions. And, I don't know. I just feel this is not a good time for me to be exposed. I don't mind doing it at all.
Well, are we not going to have a press conference next week with Pierre gone?
Well, if that was my understanding, we were going to have one, sir.
Well, I doubt we ought to have one if Pierre's gone.
I would recommend against it, too.
Well, would they be raising hell if they so long?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Have an informal one?
I think so, and I think this, too. I think that is the one advantage of having done this yesterday, that was the only thing they could squawk about, that you were ducking questions. Well, you've at least answered the questions now.
Well, no, they say I didn't answer them yesterday. Just Tom Wicker, what did he say about that? Did he see me?
Anybody else ask a question, we'd be glad to answer. Dr. Ray, you looked around,
and
we don't say anything you
left. Said what?
He kept it.
Well, they out there.
Time.
I think that editorial page sure is.
No, I told him that for the editorial.
What do you think about my calling Johnny Oakes and asking him what the hell he's after?
I think that'd be a little dangerous. If we had a friend that's not directly connected with us, it might be good. Maybe Eddie Weisel or somebody knows a person that could do it.
Okay, we'll just go on. You